WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The latest victims of fake threats triggering a police response are members of the Trump transition team and incoming administration.
The lead spokeswoman for the transition says several of the president-elect's picks for key posts have been the targets of bomb threats and so-called swatting attacks. That's the term for the phoning in of a fake threat, which can prompt a massive law enforcement response. A Trump aide says police acted quickly to ensure those who've been targeted are safe, adding, "Dangerous acts of intimidation and violence will not deter us."
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Holiday travelers fanning out ahead of Thanksgiving. Millions of travelers hitting the roads today, the busiest day of the week behind the wheel, and airports are still dealing with record crowds. The ceasefire between Israel, Lebanon, and Hezbollah, just hours old but holding so far. Residents forced to evacuate during months of escalations, returning to homes in southern Lebanon. On Wall Street, stocks heading down into the holiday. This is ABC News.
This is Max FM News.
This is Dave Grant from the 99.7 Max FM News Center. Baraboo Shared Ride Taxi Service and City Pool were seemingly spared shutting down after the Common Council approved next year's budget Tuesday night. The Common Council initially proposed cutting the city's pool, but it will remain open next year if the community can fundraise to bridge the budget shortfall. Residents said they have already raised $4,000. City officials had also proposed slashing the shared ride taxi, but many community members attended Tuesday's meeting to voice support for it. To save the service, the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation announced it would offer a $50,000 grant to recover about half of the needed funds. St. Clair Foundation Director Julie Randall said the organization wants to help create healthier communities.
This was kind of a make-or-break moment for our taxi service, so to be able to provide some immediate help while we then work to collaborate and create the long-term solution for what this looks like.
The council agreed to accept the grant and pursue funds from state and federal programs. This allows the service to remain open. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM News Center. For more news, visit max.fm.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Partly cloudy and calm today, with high temperatures flirting with 40 degrees. More clouds build in tonight, and temperatures fall tomorrow. As winds start to whip, they become blustery, where we won't climb above freezing tomorrow, and highs will struggle to hit the mid-20s for the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
99.7
Stay and never keep it undercover. I just wanted you. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, another big deal of the day in the Big Deal Store. This one, a big one. 50% off certificates to Epoxy Gurus. A $100 certificate, now just 50% off. Only $50. Now, they travel all over the place. If you're looking to have some wonderful epoxy work done on some floors, maybe some countertop work with concrete and epoxy, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Heat resistant, food safe, UV resistant, scratch resistant, and much more. If you've got a project in mind, they can help you out. 50% off certificates to Epoxy Gurus today only. It's the big deal of the day at maxfmbigdeals.com. Get on it before they're gone.
And I knew that she was hot. She was singing, "Don't turn around, uh-oh. The commissar's in town, uh-oh. You design, you know why. The more you live, the faster you will die.
Alex Clark, head commissar."
She really meant, and I got to thinking while she was talking that her nose had told the story of those special places that she goes. I mean, she rides with the others in the subway singing, "Don't turn around, uh-oh, the commissar's in town, uh-oh. And if he talks to you and you don't know why, you say your life is gonna make you die."
Alice Clark, the commissar.
Cause all the children know they were sliding down into the valley. They're all slipping on the same snow. Hear the children, "Don't turn around, uh-oh, Jojo, the commissar's in town, uh-oh. He's got the power and you're so weak, and your frustration will not let you speak. La la la. Don't turn around, uh-oh, Jojo, the commissar's in town, uh-oh. Don't turn around, uh-oh, Jojo, the commissar's in town, uh-oh. Don't turn around, uh-oh, Jojo, the commissar's in town, uh-oh. Don't turn around,
uh-oh. 80s, 90s, and more. Ninety-nine-seven Max FM.
The dark side's called love and is real. She'll never know just how I feel. Out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Cross our line on the dark side. Oh yeah, on the dark
you to want me.
FM Sports.
There's a chance the Packers could be light at linebacker against Miami tomorrow night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Isaiah McDuffie and Edgerrin Cooper, both listed as non-participants on the Packers injury report yesterday. Asked if the injuries were a concern, Coach Matt LaFleur said, yeah, absolutely. If both players can't play, rookie Tyron Hopper is expected to see time as a fill-in. Football Badgers just 2 days away from their border battle matchup with Minnesota Friday at Camp Randall. At 5-6, the Badgers need to win to become bowl eligible. Bucks won their fifth in a row last night, 106-103 over the Heat in Miami. Damian Lillard poured in 37 in the win as the Bucks played without their top player, Giannis Antetokounmpo. There's college basketball tonight, 10th-ranked Marquette hosting Stonehill College in Milwaukee, while the Panthers are on the road to face Central Florida. The Badgers are off until Saturday when they host Chicago State. The Hockey Badgers getting ready for Alaska Anchorage this weekend at the Kohl Center. The Badger women on the road at Maine. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Maximum hits. made you feel that I should have been gone. After all your words of steel, oh, I must have been a dreamer.
'80s, '90s, and more. It's Max FM. Well, if you are not celebrating Thanksgiving with family this year, maybe you're doing Friendsgiving. We've done that a couple of times in the past with some friends, just getting together with friends instead of family. You're not alone. About 1 in 5 people claim that they are getting together with just their friends, little Friendsgiving. And supposedly tonight is what they call Drinksgiving. It's when you go out and have drinks in celebration of what's to come tomorrow, whatever that is, good or bad, I don't know. Pointer Sisters are on Max FM.
Down. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
To you.
Now, speaking of oats, my daughter has been really into the oatmeal lately for breakfast. She's gotten to the point where she can even make her own, and that doesn't seem like it's a big deal, except for when I tell you that it's not regular oatmeal. It's steel-cut oats, which is a completely different animal when it comes to making that. Of course, if you're going to make it on the stovetop, that is the best way to do it. The microwave can be a mess. That stuff just like foams up and boils over. You got to set like half power settings to get it just right. In the microwave, takes a long time. In any event, there are quick steel cutouts, which is a, I don't know, seems like a relative new thing. Quick cook steel cutouts still takes a lot longer than quick cook regular oatmeal, the processed kind of oatmeal. Anyway, I love oatmeal no matter how I can get it, and my daughter is following in my footsteps. She is a definite fan. I think she asked for that for Thanksgiving dinner as well. Can we have a side of oatmeal with our turkey, Dad?
If holiday shopping has you hopping, stop at Konamichi Craft Bar and relax with a cocktail. Open 11 to 4 on both Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, Konamichi Craft Bar will have loaded Bloody Marys for $8 and mimosas for just $5. Purchase a gift card to treat a family member or friend with a perfect tasteful gift this holiday season. Konamichi Craft Bar on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with exceptional music and art.
Craving wings? Hi, this is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And Thursday night is now wing night at the Pizza Ranch. We will have a variety of wings, boneless and traditional, with sauces, plus our new delicious fries out on the buffet. We will also be serving up your buffet favorites, Pizza Made Your Way, the country's best chicken, and all the sides and salad plus dessert. Bring your friends and your appetite, and we'll see you at the ranch.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Epoxy Gurus. Use a Big Deal certificate towards a table, floor, or countertop that is unique and custom designed to match your home's interior. All surfaces are food safe, heat UV, and scratch resistant. And the Epoxy Guru products are 5 times stronger than concrete. When it comes to adding value to your home, look to the truly unique solution in Epoxy Gurus. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max FM Weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy and calm today, with high temperatures flirting with 40 degrees. More clouds build in tonight, and temperatures fall tomorrow. As winds start to whip, they'll become blustery, where we won't climb above freezing tomorrow, and highs will struggle to hit the mid-20s for the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 29 degrees.
99.7
Blondie is on 99.7 Max FM. Well, white meat, dark meat, what's your preference? I would have imagined that more people would prefer dark meat just because the flavor's a little more intense. Just got a little, you know, a little bit more meat to it, in my opinion, if that makes any sense. Maybe it's just the added fat. I don't know. 54% of people in a new survey say they prefer white meat over dark meat. That's 31%. 15% say, hey, turkey's turkey. I'll take either or. I don't know. As long as there's enough gravy, the white stuff isn't so bad.
And more 99.7 Max FM.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan, turn the TV on, throw my hand my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my Snuggie. Click to MTV so they can teach me how to Dougie. Cause in my castle, I'm the freaking man. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can.
really nice girl, have some really nice sex, and she's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my God, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, pops, you'll just have to wait. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it 'cause I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone. So leave
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Someone just posted on Facebook and said, what are four words that will ruin Thanksgiving? And I had to laugh at this one. The tofurkey's almost done. That's what they wrote. Hey, man, it can't be all that bad. I'm not supposed to eat tofu, though. It's not good for kidney stones.
Yeah. It's always the same.